One of my first cars was a little red Volkswagen Bug. It was one of the most dependable vehicles on the road. You know, there really wasn't much to them, so I guess there wasn't much that could go wrong. The moment I bought that Bug, I remember the world around me changed. Suddenly, everybody was driving a Bug. Ooh. Bugs everywhere. South side, north side, upside, downside, bugs, bugs, bugs. Okay, truth be told, the world didn't change when I bought the Bug. My perception of the world changed. I hadn't noticed them before I was looking for them. I just kind of grew a set of bug detectors, I guess. After you bought that sundress, suddenly everyone was wearing a sundress, right?
I know that's right.
When I had my landscaping service, I began noticing everybody's lawn. A tree trimmer notices trees. And I'll bet you dentists out there, y'all notice teeth. Teeth everywhere. Whatever you look for, you'll find. Do yourself a favor this week and look for the good. Seek it out. Tell your boss he has nice shoes. Find the good in your child or your partner or your friend and tell him about it. The more good you seek, the more good you'll find. And I assure you, goodness begets more goodness. It's a law. Look for the solution, not the problem. Take the unique road less traveled. Look ahead, not behind. And stay focused on your dreams, my friend, not past failures. Your mind, I tell you, it's a powerful tool. Use it for good. Your entire disposition will dramatically shift as you commandeer your thoughts and focus to what's good and right. Philippians 4:8 tells us, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours.